4HNR, N4ZLK, mobile. Okay, mobile.
Morning, Shane, KO4HKX.
How are you this morning?
So far, how was your night?
About like I thought it might be. I got a little sleepy on the way back. I was listening to you and Ken and Andrew, but you flipped over to the other one and I couldn't get it till I was almost to the building, so I didn't bother. And I think you had arrived at the gate anyway, so I heard you this morning.
You heard us, or if you'd made it back yet.
Yeah, I'd made it. I can't get into that 285 machine until I get into Greenville, so. Good morning, Richard. Go ahead.
Good morning, Patrick. I just turned the radio on and heard you both in there. Just wanted to say hi and good morning. I'm getting ready to eat breakfast and have some coffee there, so. But you guys have a wonderful day there, and hopefully we'll talk to you throughout the day.
Richard, Miss Sally, Miss Ashley, good to hear you this morning. And Richard, quick question. Did you check you, Miss Sally, and Ashley into the net last night, or just the Upstate Club?
I know Brian, and I think the club was checked in because Brian's part of the club. You know what? To be honest, I don't remember if I checked us in or not.
Call signs being there, so that's why I was asking. The club was there, but I didn't remember y'all, your personal ones.
Brian is also one of the club members, KM4JWP, and I think he checked the club in earlier. And so forth. That, and now, you know what? I thought I checked this in, but I may not have. Is what I read on Facebook correct?
I haven't read Facebook this morning. What is it?
Okay.
As far as I know, Gary is still in the hospital.
I saw that about 2 or 3 o'clock this morning. I read it on Facebook, so I just wasn't sure if it happened during the net or if it was before the net or something like that. But yeah, I saw that. So, alrighty, I'll try to find out what the status is today. KA3JC, back to you there, Shane.
Okay. I was going to make a comment about your club there. That's a pretty exclusive club. You got what, 4 members?
it did have more than that, and it moved from Delaware to Florida to here, and I just renewed everything when the license came up for renewal. So I haven't pushed it to get it going, sir.
Good morning to you and Sally and Ashley, and I hope you won't be talking to me during the day because I should be sleeping. If I'm talking and I'm still sleeping, let me know what I say. Go ahead, Patrick. N4ZLK.
I might stay doing that.
Good morning to both of you. And Shane, don't worry about it. I talk in my sleep all the time, Sally says. Especially when I'm in the hospital and they give me that money. That not money, but that medication.
That costs money. That's what you meant to say.
Matter of fact, I still regret it, but I went in for some surgery or whatever, and I came out of surgery, and I was sitting there, and Brian and his fiance and Sally were in the room, and Brian decided to record it for Sally, but Sally started playing with the spoon of ice and the choo-choo train going choo-choo-choo-choo-choo like that with the ice, and so they've got me acting all kinds of funny on video.
Now hearing about this?
YouTube channel, is that on?
Ideas, guys. This was back in 2017, I think it was, when it happened.
This number is in his phone, so you can send it to me.
Wisdom teeth pulled out, or cut out, whichever. We recorded them coming out. It was a lot of fun. couple of, one of them was, yeah, he was just kind of, he didn't say anything too funny, but it was funny to get their reactions.
Sally, actually, I am pulling into my first stop this morning, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Shane, you'll be safe the rest of your trip, and maybe I'll talk to you this afternoon. Richard, KO4H, 7-3, guys.
7-3, have a good day. We'll talk to you later on. N4ZLK.
Strict KA3JCA. So you're on your way home now, Shane?
I thought about you the other day. I was making a couple of those parks on the air contacts. I've gotten a couple of Delaware ones. One was near Frederica, and one was just below Lewis. I'm not sure what park it was, but just a little, you know, just a few miles, maybe southwest of Lewis, Delaware.
You're going to have to let me know who the, I know that they give the group call for a POTA, but you're going to have to let me know the call sign that you work.
Yeah, I think you can, they use an individual call sign, I've seen one club call sign when I looked it up, but usually it's just an individual.
I can't remember how to do that, as far as the club call goes, but yeah, you're right, usually an individual would go and issue, they use their call to do the activation and give calls like that, because I've seen it where, like, two or three hams will go work an event, and, like, during a certain portion of it, like, you'll use your call, then somebody will use their call, and then somebody else will use their call to give them both the activation and the contacts for POTA.
And it's a good way to make some easy contacts and to work some states that you might be looking for, or countries, because there's been several different countries that have been doing it, too.
You should have been here, not yesterday, the day before Jerry stopped by to visit. And we were sitting here talking, and we were talking about the 991 Alpha and the new, or the Yaesu, their top-of-the-line HF radio that's like $5,000 and so forth. And Jerry went and told Sally, he said, Sally, you'll be on HF soon. Richard just ordered a new HF, and this is what he ordered, and so forth like that. She almost had him, he almost had her convinced that I ordered a $5,000 radio without getting the honeydew approval.
I'm sure that didn't go over too well until she figured out it was a joke.
No, she did. She said that she knew it was kind of a joke, especially because she knows that I'm not crazy enough I'll use the word stupid, but yeah, that I would do that without consulting her when it comes to family money.
Expenditure, no matter what you spend it on, you kind of want to talk that over with your spouse. You should anyway. Let's see. Well, one of the Delaware contacts I made, it was a zero call, WA0CIE. I don't know if he was just traveling and camping out in the park or if he actually lives there.
Yeah, no, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that could have been a traveler, too. I have a friend of mine that lives down in Florida. He checks in here on the net occasionally, and I think he's traveling. I meant to ask him because I think he did mention POTA or some contacts and working HF and stuff like that. But I'll have to ask him again if he checks in on the net or he calls me on the phone. K3JCA with N4, is that okay?
K3RTA. K3RTA. You recognize that call?
Looking at, you said
K3RGA? Romeo Tango Alpha. Romeo Tango Alpha.
That guy's name is Richard from Newark, Delaware, so nope, I'll have to definitely see. I've tried to get a hold of my friend Jerry. I haven't had any luck, but Jerry lives right there in Houston or Houston, whatever they want to call it. I think they call it Houston in Delaware. But trying to find out. DMR's not that popular up there.
Slower, lower. is from?
It's in the lower and slower part of the state. So what is it? They say that's the only state that, you can walk from north to south in 2 hours. And at the top of the state, you can walk across it like in 10 minutes. And at the bottom of the state, you can walk across in an hour.
It's Matt Bass, and they would, her and her family would talk about some place, you know, they hadn't been to in a while, or somebody that they remembered, and they would say things like, "You remember where that place was? It was on the left." That's how they would describe it. It was either on the left or the right. And so I asked them, is there one main road? Is there just one road that goes through Delaware, and it's either on the right or the left?
Tell you what, I was a police dispatcher from 80-something or something like that to 90. And, or 2000, I have to go back and look. But it was 12 years. But I will tell you that even then, when people called the police station, they still did the same thing. "I need a police. Where do you live? Down the road? In the White House? On the left side of the road?" That's how people would call in an address.
Whenever you came home, the house was always on the left. That's how they thought about it.
You know, they tell you that, oh, you have to go out Route 8. You get to Hartley Junction, and then from there you go straight across and do this and do that. But yeah, it's amazing to look at all the new roads and all the new development that had transpired since the last time I had been home. It's been a good 15 years since the last time I was up that way. So, I mean, I can only imagine all the change there along Highway 13 and main road that goes up and down the state and Highway 1. I can't fathom what even Fredericka looks like now.
Went up there, it was 13 and 113. You could go, you know, all the way up to Wilmington on it. It was just that, you know, 2 and sometimes 4 lane highway, but they started building that Highway 1 kind of like a freeway. Finally, I think it's all the way down now. It's been so long since I've been up there, but and it intersected and, you know, went along with 13 for a while and would split off, but it wasn't there when I first started going up there.
One ended up merging with Highway 113 that goes down by the airbase, down all the way to the Rehoboth Beach area and so forth like that. Then it went up a little bit to the, let's see, make sure I get this right, east of Highway 13 up there behind Smyrna and stuff like that. And then it would cross over and went up across like where Middleton was, Middletown, whatever that town, however they pronounce it up that way. All righty, well, let me get ready to jump out of here real quick because Sally's getting ready to go to work a little bit early and Ashley's getting ready to leave here. So, Shane, it was a pleasure. I know that. I'll tell him. And, oh, Shane wants to know if you still have that video of me with the ice and the choo-choo train thing. They want to put it on YouTube. So, or no, it was Patrick. KA3JCA. Back to you, Shane.
Have a good day. And good to talk to you this morning. Sally, Ashley, be careful. Have a good day going to work. Be careful going to work. And Richard, we'll talk to you later. And 4ZLK.
Okay, Shane.
10R and 4ZLK mobile. Okay, clear.